RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Friday, finally. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's the last day of the week.
It couldn't come at a better time.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It feels like it's just been an extra busy week for most of us, so let's go weekend.
I know. I know.
And it's like the last weekend before the Holy Week break. So I guess it's the last working weekend for a lot of us.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, but you're right.
Next week, it's a different story. We're all going to be enjoying the break.
Yes.
A little break.
Exactly. All right. So we do have a top 10 for you today. Courtesy of, let me see here, Mike Fader. Thank you, Mike, as
Thank
always.
Thank you.
We are doing the top 10 hashtag classified ads red flags.
Huh.
Okay, so these are like nag-hire, may binibenta, may looking for.
You know, sometimes the clues, they're right there.
They are right there. And
like,
run.
Yes.
Run in the opposite direction.
And sometimes people just convince themselves that, oh, no, no, no. That's not a red flag. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Lalo pag mura.
Parang ano, kunyari, tickets to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
The Eras Tour.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you kind of have a feeling na parang this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
But some people, diba sobrang daming na-scam na?
Na-scam!
I mean, not just like, I mean, I know in Singapore, a lot of people were scammed, but all over the world.
True. For example, classified ads red flags. Wanted tubero that can clean my pipes. Preferably gym buff and clean shaven. Must be single and ready to mingle. Para ko tubero, parang, ah!
Parang kakaibay requirements nito, ah.
Medyo weird. Medyo weird.
Parang may expectation.
Mm-mm. Ito pa, very similar. Classified ads red flags. Wanted, secretary. Must be willing to work Feb 15, December 26, January 2, and the day after my birthday.
Kasi ano, naka-leave siya dun sa special days. Kasi baka magsa-celebrate siya with family.
Exactly. Tapos ano, backlog. Diba? Ang laki ng backlog nyo. Pag right? Kasi nga absent ka eh. When
so
you're absent,
maghahabol kayo. Tutulungan mo siya.
Maghahabol kayo ng backlog. Diba? Kasi nga parang like, ay nako. No work, no pay. We have to work extra hard the day
goodness.
After.
Tapos minsan on location. Parang hindi lang in office.
Oo.
On site na parang kung saan-saan.
Minsan nga maabutan kayo sa daan. So kailangan yung mag-check-in sa motor hotel. Kasi nga parang like, ang ano eh. Like,
mahirap kasi yung pipilit mo, antok na antok ka na, tapos mag-drive. Baka
overtime.
Baka kayo ma-aksidente.
Yun.
So, diba?
Another example, classified ads red flags. For sale, iPhone 15. Reason for selling, ayaw bigay ang password ng dating may-ari.
And if you don't get that password, it's just a brick.
Yeah.
Honestly,
ayaw
like...
Ayaw bigay. Bilis pa tumakbo.
I mean, that's why don't steal iPhones now. Kasi what is the point?
Remember that viral thing in the US? yung like in an iPhone store, in an Apple store, that the guy who was just like literally tearing it out from the and people were saying like, dude, those things won't work.
Yeah.
You know, those display things.
Yeah.
And they're locked. They're useless.
Yeah.
And they caught him. Because he like started putting it in his pockets and he's just like ran out. Mucho pandemonium, diba? Like in lawless in some areas now around the world.
It's crazy.
They just go into like luxury stores
and take stuff.
Yung mga like Gucci, Chanel, yung mga like literally the high end stores.
And then they just walk out. Like,
walk out.
It's perfectly normal.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. It's insane. Classified ads, red flags. Wanted. Yaya for our quote, baby. Must know martial arts and self-defense. Background in exorcism is a plus.
Bye.
Tsaka yung baby nila may quote for our baby.
Baby.
Yes.
Pili ko baby Chico to.
Ano naman masasabi mo na baby Chico? Wala naman ako ni Gogo. Nanahimik lang naman ako dito sa isang solo.
No! That's scary. Okay, that's scary. Hell no.
Run. Si baby Chico yung iyayaya mo.
No.
Sige, mataas ang bayan.
Oh, no.
Ganda
no,
ng
no.
benefits.
Re-refer ko yung isa kong friend.
Free hospitals. Pag
pass.
Merong bite marks.
Ay!
Papagamot for free.
Oh,
for free.
Okay.
Game?
Feeling ko si Marky.
And classified ads, red flags. For sale, 2-story, 3-bedroom house in exclusive village. Reason for selling, the voices at night drove away previous owners.
Ay. That's what's scary about looking at new places. Like, I don't know. I would just be so scared. When I think,
right?
When I look back at how, like, I landed my place now, yung parang, buti na lang noon, I got lucky.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. Like when it's not your house or condo unit that you built or ikaw yung first owner, you never know.
Like what the history of the place
Oh, but they
was.
Say, even if...
Or is.
Even if first owner ka. Like for example...
I mean, isn't even yung...
Lot.
Building pa lang nung ano, how yung it was
building,
built.
Yeah. You can never tell. Or even that plot of land where you built your house, ikaw yung nagpagawa. Everything is brand new. You don't know if some sort of whatever was buried underneath
Stop.
Or some sort of crime was committed in that plot of land and merong energy na hindi maga... You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I think it's safe to pick a place that's relatively new. Like if you... Ako, I would still prefer. Kahit sabihin mo pa na, oh, you can't tell. Kahit ikaw pa yung first occupant. I would prefer to be the first occupant.
Yes.
Just because I feel like with all the noise during construction, feeling ko naman marami nang na-drive away na kung ano mang elements yung nasa area.
Poltergeist. That was the whole premise. That was the ending, di ba? Yung, di ba, there were so many things happening.
Uh-huh.
Steven Spielberg, Poltergeist, 70s movie. Daming mga multo-multo na nagaganap, ganyan. Tapos eventually, yung parang climax ng movie, yung ending, parang there was a storm. Bumuka na yung lupa, tapos nilamon yung house. So everyone was like, there's this big pool of water kung saan lumulubog na yung ano. Tapos biglang nagsilitawan na yung mga bungo.
Oh,
na
God.
Apparently it was an ancient Indian burial ground. Burial ground. So when they built an exclusive village with really nice houses, hindi nila alam, it was built on top of a sacred burial ground. So nag-alboruto yung mga...
All the spirits. Oh boy.
Wreaking havoc in the lives of all the homeowners.
That's so scary.
That was the premise. So, you know, like you'll never... Ang itsura niya very white picket fence and like your typical American suburban bliss kind of house. Yep.
At saka yung actually kahit hindi siya may actual spirits or ghosts, just kunyari finding out na kunyari somebody died in that unit or whatever. Like, hindi naman sila nag-haunt.
Yung wala namang creepy.
I would still be so terrified.
Yeah.
kunyaring malaman. Like, it would be better, I guess, for me not to find out just because, oh, I'd be terrified.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember that story I told? I don't know if tayo na yung mag-co-host nun. We were doing a project in basta a popular village in Metro Manila. Tapos, house ng classmate namin. And then we were like, oh, you wanna look at the houses of the celebs? We're like, oh, sure. Sige, yan yung house ni ganyan. Yan, yan. So, ano kami na? High school probably.
Uh-huh.
Tapos like, walking around this village. Tapos napadaan kami dun sa isang house. And then, bigla siya nag-cross ng street to the other side.
Okay.
And I was like, may aso ba? Bakit? But why are we avoiding this house? Kinuwento niya yung story. It was, the previous owners was a dad. A mom. And parang three kids. Tapos the mom and the kids went on like, rode a ship.
Okay.
Barko. And then it sank.
Oh boy.
And they all perished, sadly.
Oh no.
And then the father, who was left, was left alone in the house. According to stories, parang he went mad. Because I don't know if wala na siya doon, pero parang okay. I don't know if he also passed away or if he was taken to like some hospital. Pero parang they say lahat daw ng bumili or mag-rent ng place after that would hear the dad, like the mad dad,
what?
Screaming at night.
Oh my God.
So it was completely abandoned. Alam mo yung puro talahib na. Puro
yeah.
Talahib. And tapos yung front, ano nila, yung front side ng house had big, like alam mo yung glass sliding
uh-huh.
doors.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can see inside the house from outside. I did not look. And I barely saw it. You know, like you could see tables and chairs. I ran.
Oh my gosh.
When he told us the story, I was like,
that's so creepy.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, yung mga ganon, yung mga...
Yeah.
Pass
them.
And supposedly, parang it's a steal, you know, if you wanted to buy, di ba? Or...
Yeah. Pero hindi kasi as uso dito, I think, versus in the States, yung parang buying yung mga pre-ganyan-ganyan era na mga homes. Di ba, yeah. Like parang yung sa American Horror Story, the first season.
Yeah.
The haunted house.
Mm, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Parang sa kanila kasi, you know, when sometimes you find a place na yung, kumbaga, yung OG house, sobrang tibay pa because it was made back in the whatever period. Dito hindi masyado. Parang dito, di ba, people would like, maybe just buy the house and then like, completely demolish it and build a new one.
True.
Bihira yung parang ipipreserve pa yung from back in the day na bahay.
And hello, like The Others, Nicole Kidman, the movie.
The Others.
That's amazing.
That
yung hindi nila alam, sila yung ghost.
Yes.
Like they're going around and like parang there's something scary.
And spoil mo sila.
Girl,
from a movie from like
pero
the 2000s.
It's like sila yung natatakot. Parang who are these people like knocking on our doors? And, like,
not knowing.
Hindi nila alam. Sila yung multo.
Sila yung others.
Sila yung others.
Yup.
So there you go. That's what we're looking today. Classified ads, red flags. I don't know but naging horror. Pero anyway, just send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag classified ads, red flags in all your tweets. Thank you. We're trending number 2 in the Philippines.
Woohoo! And of course, tea over coffee. That's coming right up. Chico and Hazel today, all the way on a Friday. It's the morning rush only on Manila's hottest Monster RX93.1. Good morning.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. Time for tea over coffee. Thank you to some of our friends on X for sending. Renz Rufil specifically. So Josh Peck released a statement on Drake Bell and the documentary series Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. According to the statement, I reached out to Drake privately but want to give my support for the survivors who were brave enough to share their stories of emotional and physical abuse on Nickelodeon sets with the world. Children should be protected. Reliving this publicly is incredibly difficult, but I hope it can bring healing for the victims and their families as well as necessary change to our industry.
This is very controversial because outside of Quiet on the Set, which is already controversial, but Josh Peck has pretty much called Drake a liar. Like, yeah, like at the start, when this thing whole thing was starting, parang siya yung pro Dan Schneider. Na parang he without saying it, said, you know, practically said, oh, you're just lying. You
feeling know? Like it's one of those things that if I didn't experience it, then
it probably didn't happen.
It probably didn't happen, whatever you're saying.
And a lot of people are saying the only reason he's saying this, he gave this statement, is because he is being called out. Kasi nga, parang, nung hindi pa, wala pa yung Quiet on the Set, it was just your word against mine, parang ganun.
You weren't exactly supportive.
And he, yun nga, medyo inano niya talaga. Diminish niya yung claims nila Drake Bell, among others. And, syempre, the tide has turned. And with the documentary, everyone is like up in arms. Mm. And I'm probably sure he felt the heat. Siguro yung mga sinundan to from the start are probably saying, oh, ano ka ngayon?
Yeah.
You're on the wrong side of history. Mm-hmm. So now he releases a statement. So when you read the comment section of where he posts a statement, and even the mga news articles that posted this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like 90% are like, now you're changing your tune. Pero for me, you know what? Even if for the sake of argument, kung legitimate naman yung realization niya. I mean, people can be wrong.
True.
Everyone's been in that position what where if, you felt one way about an issue and then yeah. you realize, ay, mali pala ako. It's okay.
It's okay. And also,
it's okay.
Baka nanood siya. And
exactly.
And it opened his eyes.
It opened
kasi
his eyes.
Kasi narealize
yeah.
niya na madami pala siyang na-miss na details from just maybe statements before.
Hindi
but
naman
it's different
always,
when you watch it in detail.
Hindi naman yan black and white all the time, diba?
So,
and sometimes you start off white and then magiging gray, magiging black, and the other way around. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're like, you believe one thing and then you'll be proven wrong and you'll believe the opposite. Tapos a few years later, malalaman mo, wait, I was right all along.
Yeah.
And it's okay. That's the human experience.
You
I
have
mean,
to let people, you know,
grow,
learn. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I wouldn't like castigate somebody for, alam mo yung, ito na nga, di ba, kina-call out niyo siya nung ayaw niyang maniwala. Ngayon namang sinasabi niyang I support, kinakastigate niyo pa rin. So, saan lalagay yung tao?
Exactly.
Di ba?
In other news, the 2024 Paris Olympics has lifted their intimacy ban and will stock up 300,000 condoms for the athletes. The ban wow. was previously placed during the 2020 Tokyo Olympics to prevent COVID spread.
That was a thing. And a lot of the Olympians have said, even in the past, that it is probably the wildest, surprisingly, the Olympics is like the most sex-filled
my gosh.
Bonanza there is. Because, hey, hello, you have all these, like, athletes in their best, in their peak forms.
Uh-huh.
Very attractive, like the best in the world. Of course they're going to hook up.
Yeah.
You can't expect them not to hook
I
up.
Mean,
these are like raging hormones right here. The best of the best.
And sometimes, like, they need that release.
Yeah.
Perform better, maybe?
I don't know, yeah.
Or yung iba, maybe right after?
After.
Kasi parang after having to abstain for I don't know how long.
Can you imagine? You're like in a village filled with like the most fit,
right.
the most like athletic people in the
yeah.
world. How can you not, right?
So, yeah.
It must be crazy.
In other news, Dua Lipa talked about her full circle relationship with Katy Perry in a new interview with Rolling Stone. According to her, I love Katy. I'm friends with Katy. I think she's amazing. That was a full circle moment for me when she came to see my show at the Palladium. Because when I was 15, I went to go see her at the Hammersmith Apollo in London. It was her California Dreams tour and she was bringing fans on stage. And I jumped on stage and I danced. There's this embarrassing picture of me online, but I love her. To get the nod from someone like her, someone who I look up to, is really encouraging.
That's really amazing. Can you imagine you're just like a spectator and then now you're a peer.
Now you're the one on stage.
Right?
You're
and she's
the
watching
one.
You.
Yeah.
But she's very supportive, huh? Diba? Like
I love
when
that
they,
for her.
When they buried the hatchet, sila ni Taylor, she actually watched. Remember, this yeah. was her arch enemy. and Katy Perry watched an Eras Tour stop.
Oh wow!
And Ian. even Taylor called attention to it and saying, you know, thank you so much.
Props to Katy Perry.
I mean, that's not. I'm pretty sure that pretty cool. wasn't easy. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure. Ang hirap no idea na, look, I just want to watch. But I'm sure all these people will put so much into me watching a fellow artist, right? So, that's nice. Really, really nice.
I know.
Feel good.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen this. Parang lately, I've been seeing this photo on X na parang of different women in pop.
Yeah.
Tapos yung parang may label sila. Like, parang, for example, Legends. And then up there, you would see like headshots of like Madonna, Britney,
Lady Gaga?
No, not even. No, because like the first one that was like that went viral recently, I think it was something that came out many years ago. Tapos parang nasa flop group yata si Taylor Swift or something.
Yung
pasi,
no.
Like, yung parang it's just so like ridiculous at the time, to look at in 2024. Because it's like, oh wow, okay, whatever. Parang somebody needs to update this list. And
right.
I think Katy Perry, dun sa new list, saan pa siya nakalagay? Parang haven't had hit since kasi sila nung there's another person
Rihanna
since, no yung si Rihanna nasa sarili siyang category. Na parang a queen but refuses to share or refuses to release a new album
as opposed to somebody who is releasing stuff pero hindi nag-hit
something like that diba? Yes
kasi
medyo
ganun
yes.
si Katie now eh parang she is releasing music, pero medyo hindi masyadong well-received.
Yeah.
As opposed
funny.
To Rihanna, if she were to release music, it would probably be a hit. But she's not.
Mm-hmm. Or parang yung nandun yata si Katie sa parang wala pang number one since the Obama administration.
Parang ganun.
Or something like that. Yeah. Uh-oh. Kasi nga, well, it has been a while.
It has been a while.
It has been a while. So, wala po siyang number one. I think dun sa previous viral post, nakalagay si Ariana sa walang number ones.
Oh.
I mean, and when you look at it now, it's kind of ridiculous because...
Hello?
She's one of like... the top girls.
Everything
right?
she releases goes to number
straight
one.
Straight to number one.
Yeah. Debuts
straight
at number
to
one.
Number one. That's right. So I don't know. I will try to look
try
for it.
Try to look for it. Because that should
we'll,
be fun.
We'll compare like the before and after so we can make fun of it. But anyway, there you go. That's Tea Over Coffee. If you guys want to sound off, you can do that via the text line 0961-1367-931. We're on Viber and Telegram. You can also send your requests and shout outs via the text line on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
We want to say good morning to Tom Ambard from X. Shout out to Manong Jeepney Driver tuned in to TMR.
Oh, that's cool.
Yung LRT Buendia to Guadalupe route. Hello to Galactus Intolerance. Also, what's up to Toti Marie? Hi to Archer and good morning to Maxim the Winter from the text line. She says, good morning sa mga may quarterly bonus na dumaan lang sa bank account dahil pambayad lang din. Deserve natin to.
Tell yourself that.
Hi to Eric. Hello to Cyril Verano. Kenneth Kim Javier says, update, may pasok pa ba kayo next week? Yes.
Of course.
Till Wednesday. Yes. But we are on air till Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
However, on Thursday, you will be hearing Nikki and Gail. Hello to Cyril. Ano tong question ni Cyril? Parang may ano siya. Something. Nakalimutan ko na daw yung electric. Actually, when I got to the chorus, it's like, okay, yeah. I
literally, 100%. You were the one putting it on our computer and playing it, clicking the buttons.
I mean,
that was you.
No, because I guess it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't exactly one of my favorites.
So,
because I can name you other Katy Perry songs that weren't that big, but I do remember, like,
but,
Harley's
yeah.
in Hawaii is something that I actually really enjoy. I like
Part of Me.
Sucks lang. Also, yung ano, no, yung mas medyo mga bago-bago doon.
Ah, yung mga ano, Swish Swish.
I like Swish Swish.
Oh, I love Swish Swish.
I think because of Drag Race.
And Bon Appetit. Ano? Bon Appetit.
Na 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 na. Bon Appetit, baby.
I like that album, believe it or not. Yung, di ba yung album nun, yung eyes niya, mouth, tapos yung bibig niya, mata.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the cover
I remember
album.
Never Really Over.
What's that again?
Just because it's na 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 na.
Yeah.
That song.
You know what? Strangely, one of the songs na... It's probably one of my top...
Tsaka si Strangers to Lovers to Strangers. Small Talk.
Small Talk. Surprisingly, one of the songs na out of my radar when it was new, pero sobrang siguro na sa top 5 favorite Katy Perry songs ko na. Yung kumbaga na-appreciate ko siya much later on.
Yeah.
When I was already like making my playlist. Chained to the Rhythm.
Really?
Like, hindi ko, like, sobrang, like, what's this song again? Ganun yung, when I encountered it later on, I'm like,
sige nga pa, ano Chain nga to the Rhythm.
Chain to the Rhythm. Basta parang ganun.
That's definitely not how it goes, but okay.
Parang, a-cha-cha-chain, a-cha-cha-chain, a-cha-cha-chain to the rhythm. A-cha-cha-chain to the rhythm.
Elvis ba to, Katy? Sure ka, Katy Perry pa to pinag-uusapan natin. Bakit ang layo?
Parang ganon!
Salat sila. Ano to? Ano yan?
Hindi ba ganon?
Just to disprove. Sige, saan part yan, ha? Saan part?
Aray ko.
Sabi nila lahat, bakit naging Abu Chikik? Asan na yun? Saan na ba? Ito na ba?
Ayan.
Wala. Wala eh. Wala. Chico, ano
mo? Hindi, dun sa may ano. Dun sa may...
Sige, atayin ko yung chorus, ha? Hindi natin titigil to. Tutuloy ko yung greets with this in the background until we get to the achichichu part. Kasi parang...
Ayan.
Saan?
Ano, hater ka?
Baka ito na.
Ayan na.
Ito na.
Ay, hindi ibang version. Alam ko yung deluxe. Yung deluxe edition. Yun yung merong...
Ito no.
Ayan na. To the rhythm, to the rhythm, to the rhythm.
Ba't yun sa'yo? Achichichay.
Hindi nga, yun nga yung sa deluxe edition.
Achichichay. Achichichay. To the rhythm, to the rhythm, to the rhythm, to the rhythm, to the rhythm. Wow, deluxe ha. May sarili kang version.
Okay. Deluxe edition.
Sabi ni Tino, lapit ng kanta mo, Chico, kay Katy Perry. Nakakainis. Grabe, sobrang accurate.
Grabe ka. Alam nyo, mamayang gabi, gigising kayo at like 3 a.m.
Naging mashup ni Elvis and Katy. Maxim says, ibang version, aka murdered version. John says, good morning, woke up early para samahan si wifey sa BIR. How sweet.
Oh, that's so cool.
Currently, tambay sa kotse with my daughter while listening to you too. Please greet my daughter, Gabby.
Hello, Gabby.
Hello to Butter Baby. We also have Eric and Cyril. What's up? Kenneth, again, Louis Silog says, good morning, TJs and live and podcast rushers. Hello to you, and also sending us like his TMR watch list. Farmer Sanchez says, hi to Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. Hello to Fitzvillo Fuerte. Good morning from Terminal 3 on the way to Bangkok for the weekend.
Oh, wow. So much fun.
It's a work trip, but still excited to see the sights. Ooh, speaking of Bangkok, nice. We might have a Thai guest in like a couple of weeks.
No.
Hello to Keith Walter.
No.
I haven't told him which one.
Stop.
I haven't email them back. Okay, so after reply, remind me.
Stop.
Hello to Ronaldo Quino. Good morning to Chinito Ken. And also saying hello to Jean and Mika. And Jelly says, have a great day. We'll wait for you on YouTube Live. Yeah, we will go live in about an hour. And also saying hello to Edward Villona. Pax says, hello, Lila Boy. Good morning. And also saying hello to Martin Duenas. We have unknown podcast listener from UAE, I'm guessing. And kasi nakalaga UAW and listeners are UAW. Anyway, been waiting for your podcast episode. Oh, yeah, I've been getting a lot of messages. Wala pa daw upload of the last couple days.
We'll
message some people. Hello to Mommy Kathy and Tamar. We have Bianca Santiago. Naubos ko na lahat ng episode ng podcast niyo. Your show keeps me company while painting. Don't worry. New ones will be uploaded hopefully later. Hello to Arlene and the Office Peeps fan, or the Front Office Peeps fan. Thenny, Chicky, Ron, and Nizel. Hello to Daryl Gaba. Also saying hello to Sophia. And good morning to Yon Tifian, Jerome Santos, and the D2 Run Crew. It's their club launch today, so congratulations.
Oh, nice.
They're currently running around Ortigas now. Oh, have fun. And last one, good morning to Keith Walter. That's it for greets for now.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mike Federer. Thank you.
It's ringing in my head. Stop.
I'm telling you, mahilasas kayo.
Magulat kayo kung ang monster surprise drop ko sa countdown top 7. Chained to the Rhythm by Chico Garcia.
You know, we should have a friend na magaling mag yung, ano, yung bigla ang production.
Bigla na lang, no? Imimix na yan.
Imimix na.
Chained to the Rhythm, chained to the Rhythm, chained to the Rhythm.
Saka dapat naka-counterpoint, dalawang vocal track. Para yep, like nagpumapatong sila
woo!
Sa isa't isa.
Child. I hate it. I hate it so much. I can't get it out of my head. He knows how to write a hit, guys. He knows.
I do.
That's a bomb.
Hello, pati nga yung binabasuran ng iba.
Alam mo nakakain, ba't
treasure, treasure, treasure ko. I'm telling you, I'm a hit maker. And,
so, ang tawag sa'yo, ano? Ang title mo, Ang Hit Maker.
Ang Hit Maker! I love it!
Ang Hit Maker ng Ortigas.
Ang Hit Maker!
I can't. Yeah, bagay, because you stink. That song stinks!
Kumbaga kung may amor powers, ako amoy pawis. Amor Powers. Ako si Amoy Powers.
Mag-release ka ng album. Ganun yung title.
Chained to the Rhythm by Amoy Powers.
Uh-oh. Tapos, Ang Hit Maker.
Ang Hit Maker ng Ortigas. Ang
baho ng pangalan mo.
Baho ng pangalan mo, literal. Let's start off with Juice Blank.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Classified ads, red flags. Wanted. La Bandera sa Umaga, Dominatrix sa Gabi. That escalated real quick.
Oh, that did. Oh, speaking of, like, you know, S&M.
Alam mo, Margie.
No, because I was talking to Nikki yesterday, and Nikki watched Magic Man Australia.
Yeah, I saw her post.
And so, like, I was asking her about the performances, and then she was like, oh, yeah, that one, ano siya, parang very bondage yung, ano, I was like, oh!
Sino si Sean?
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yes. That one.
It's so cool, though. See, Will just posted his, ano, citizenship ceremony. In Australia.
Oh, so now he's an Australian
yeah.
citizen?
Well, ano, kasi diba pag Commonwealth ka, parang double.
Actually,
parang
yeah.
double, ano. And then sabi nga niya, his kids will be double citizenship.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
So,
oh, that is cool.
Pag sabi nga niya parang like, if we get married, sabi niya sa camera, if we get married, it'll be like UK/Australian.
Australian. Wow.
Well, in our case, baka Filipino, UK, and Australian. Mr. Parfit, you know my digits.
Yeah. Oh, sige. I volunteer to host.
Call me, you know. So, I wouldn't mind. G'day, mate.
And kasi wala na dito.
Wala na kasi dito. Nung nandito, napaka-behave.
Nandito.
I swear. Coming from Tampupu.
Number nine.
Wanted driver. One I can have fun conversation with or play fun games with or any car fun activities. Like car fun activities.
Yeah. So, madami naman.
Madami, diba?
Madami. O pwede kayo magpusoy dos. Kaya yeah.
Nakapark na, diba? Magpusoy dos kayo.
I mean,
kayo.
I would say even like, pag mag-drive through, that's a fun car activity.
Or you know what you can
do? Magkakainan kayo sa car. Hindi, diba? That's how what happens pag nag-road trip. Kaya nga mag-drive through eh. Tapos,
I have a no eating in the car.
Ay, talaga? Rule. No eating policy?
Well, siguro pwede snacks. Pero like food. Parang may malaglag sa upuan.
So if they're a snack, okay.
Yes. Hindi, tsaka ano?
Snack, S-N-A-C-C.
Oo.
Pero yung mga siguro, yeah, like maybe nuts or...
Yeah.
Pero mugmug.
Yun nga eh.
Pag mga, siguro crackers.
Pag sandwich,
or...
siguro pwede. Kasi we have done
chips,
that.
Chips, bawal.
When we're in a hurry. Like for example, yung when we went diving, we needed to be there early. Kasi nga, morning dive.
Yeah.
So can you imagine how early we had to leave Manila? Mm. We had to go to Batangas. That's about 3 hours, diba? So, we couldn't really afford to be slow. So, drive-thru lang kami ng sandwich. Pag ganun, okay lang. Kasi sandwich naman. Hindi pwede yung kunyari may spaghetti or like nasa car.
Kasi there's a possibility
kasi
pag
natapon
yun medyo
diba?
Mahirap yung clean up. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah. I guess any food that can be finished cleanly, relatively
if
cleanly.
It's safely packaged,
pwede siguro. And coming from, let me see here, Al Macchiato.
Number eight.
Classified ads, red flags. Wanted. Ito, okay. Most of the entries are like, alam mo yun? Like, dog show. Yung, we're just having fun. Pero ito, parang like, feeling ko, ito yung mga talagang literal na...
Ano, meron?
Like real kind of ads.
Okay.
Pero, naku, mag-ingat ka.
Let's hear
for example, Al Macchiato says, wanted, sales lady, must have pleasing personality, height minimum 5'5", graduate of any 4-year course, and must possess a master's degree. Must be willing to work during weekends and holidays and overtime. Must be a team player. Hindi, alam mo yung mga those, parang taking advantage of people looking for a job. And
yeah.
They ask, you're practically handing over your life
your
to
life.
Them. Parang, wala na akong buhay? Like, ano mangyayari? Like, and tapos like, they spring this on you when you're obviously desperate to have a job.
Uh-huh.
Pero pag nandun ka na,
yeah, parang syempre you're medyo like, mag-think twice ka dun sa decision mo to work for that company.
Tapos pag nagreklamo ka, sabihin nila, ba't sabi mo nung ano? You know what I mean?
They're gonna use it against you.
Let's face it, it's a bit exploitative.
That is true.
Syempre pag ano ka, sige, go, I'm willing to work on weekends. Tapos hindi mo na maalam na every weekend magtatrabaho. So ano na? You work weekdays, you work weekends. So, kailan ako magpapahinga? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Eh, pag ganun kasi sometimes naman, some companies, parang for them, yung element of deception na yan, once you come around and realize na parang, lugi ako dito. By then, probably, meron silang backup candidate na nag-responded dun sa
true.
Ad na willing to do it. And then, ganun
and
lang. It's a cycle.
Ikaw naman, at least may experience ka na.
True, you can
and
move
you can
on.
Go move on to another
Mag-upskill
job.
Upskill ka na, di ba?
And say, I worked in this company.
Yeah.
From, let me see here, Fitz Villafuerte.
Number seven.
Wanted driver. Only requirement must be a sweet lover. Well, they do okay. say, basta driver, sweet lover.
My God, alam mo ba, in ano, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there's a housewife, her name's Sutton Strack. And she's like this very rich lady. As in, you know, I wouldn't say she's like the new Lisa Vanderpump. But in terms of like money, she's probably now one of the richest ones there. Tapos, parang she's single. Well, she's divorced. And so she's in the process of dating. So yun yung storyline niya na parang she's sick, you know, she's single now. She's trying to put herself out there. She's in dating apps. She got a dating coach. Kasi nga parang hindi siya nakaka-second date usually or whatever. Tapos parang biglang na-exposed din sa last season. Apparently, like, she'd hook up with, like, her driver every, like,
oh.
And yeah. So parang the ladies were kind of, I guess, trying to shame her by exposing that. Pero she was like, oh yeah, he's very attractive.
Oh, hello. Di ba every now and then magva-viral yung mga... bodyguard ni Taylor Swift, bodyguard ni pati si Daniel Radcliffe. Like, he has the most handsome, like, bodyguards.
Akala ko, he's hooking up with his
No. Not hooking up. Pero gets yung...
Yeah.
Yung, syempre, when the paparazzi follows the celebrities around, syempre, mahagip sa camera.
Yeah.
And that means that, unwittingly, ang magva-viral, yung bodyguard, hindi yung celebrity. You know what I mean?
Oo, kasi like, yeah, they're so attractive.
Because they're so attractive.
O yun, and, yung parang, sa, in her case, parang... She's like, yeah, he's my friend. And, you know, sometimes we have fun together. So, yeah. Hindi naman siya, like, embarrassed or
and
anything.
You can't job shame someone.
That's true, exactly.
If they're attractive, they're attractive.
No, siguro lang,
of what they do.
Maybe they were trying to shame her na may power struggle kasi in terms of, like, you know, you're hiring this person. Maybe they don't really want to, you know, hook up with you. But they, but hindi naman ganun, I think. I don't think that's, like, the situation. That's why she's proud of it, I guess. Yeah.
And from Sophia.
Number six.
For sale, one bedroom unit, fully furnished, comes with a fridge and standalone freezer. May also come with the smell of rotting corpse. I mean, este meat must bring your own air freshener.
Oh my God. May kilala ka ba na merong standalone freezer at home?
I think my sister does, if I'm not mistaken.
Usually kasi pag mga yung big families, di ba? If it's a household na madaming members, kailangan
I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Pero feeling ko nung nag-pandemic, I'm sure a lot of people bought. Kasi parang biglang kailangan mo na mag-stock up on like meat and protein.
We have to buy one for Palawan.
Oh, yeah, because you can't always...
We have to stock.
Yeah,
kasi,
you can't keep buying.
And malayo yung nearest like grocery.
Right.
Yeah. We might have to go to Puerto Princesa for that. So, magsa-stock up ka na talaga. So
magkakaroon na kayo ng ganong freezer.
Mm-mm. But yeah, but can you imagine, no? Wait, sorry. I was supposed to say, yung basta driver, sweet lover. I wonder who would win if we were to count, even if it's possible, if we were to count every single basta driver, sweet lover, and who does not pay?
Na sign
sa jeepneys.
May isa pa.
Ano?
Barya lang po sa umaga.
Or barya lang po sa umaga. I wonder ano yung magwa 1, 2, 3. Yung most tainted on to a jeepney. Dun sa tatlo.
Throughout history,
past and present, pag kinumpute mo, ilang beses pinintura yung basta driver, sweet lover, who does not pay and barya lang po sa umaga? Ano'y mananalo?
Feeling ko ano, barya lang po sa umaga.
Ako basta driver, sweet lover. Feeling ko kasi yung who does not pay, it was more a 70s, 80s thing.
Hindi ba siya parang may kadugtong pa, karugtong? Or like, it comes after a certain...
Hindi, who does not pay lang.
Hindi ba parang God knows who does
Ay,
not
yes.
pay?
Yes! Oh, God knows who does, as in
Judas.
H-U-D-A-S. God knows who does
not pay. Oh, di ba? Parang ganun.
Oo nga.
Hindi, pero feeling ko yun yung
ako
last.
Ako least yun. Baka yun
yun. Oo, yung last sa tatlo pag nirank mo siya. Feeling ko, yeah, either basta driver or yung barya lang.
Barya lang sa umaga. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number 5.
Classified ads, red flags, for sale, dentures. Reason for selling, nangangagat sa gabi.
That's crazy. Alam mo yung, nilagay mo, it has a life of its own.
Nilagay mo na siya dun sa baso. Di ba yung nilalagay sa baso yon with water. Pilang, maya-maya, kita mo, ninibble na yung leg mo. Yes. On its own.
I can't imagine yung nasa baso. Feeling ko pag nakakita ko ng dentures na nasa baso.
Nasa baso.
Mapapalundag ako.
Why can't you just put it
factor,
on your,
ano,
why don't you just put it on your drawer?
But can't you sleep with it on? Will you accidentally,
I don't know,
like...
Pero diba, like sa movies, nasa baso siya, or sa comics, laging yung dentures nasa baso. Ba't nga ba nasa baso yun?
I'm pretty sure meron namang option.
And why soak it? For cleaning?
And if you have like those cases for your retainers, feeling ko,
oo nga,
pwede
ako, I had
ganun.
One. Nasa case siya.
Baka meron, baka naman, baso. Maybe you can also do that, but maybe some people just don't want to buy like a case.
Or it's
so
like
they
a
just
Lola
use,
thing.
Like,
yung...
Maybe it's a Lola thing. Baka right. Di pa uso yung may case.
Baka. And from Adventure.
Number four.
Okay, sorry. 4, 3, and 2. They're all cell phone entries. Okay. So number 4, Adventure. Classified ads, red flags. For sale, brand new iPhone with slight crack on screen. Pumalag kasi yung may-ari eh.
Nabagsak tuloy. Hindi, yung may-ari naman kasi, hindi shockproof yung case na binili. Galit ka pa eh, no? Oh. Alam mo, speaking of, I remember when my phone was new, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm really gonna try to, alam mo yun, to protect my phone. Kasi obviously, you know, you wanna use it for a long time, right? And ano kasi ako, notorious phone breaker ako. Yeah. Like, I think almost 100% of my phone cracked yung screen at one point or another or before I replace it. Tapos, kabago-bago pa lang ng phone ko. Like, probably 1 week. Wala pang 1 week or during its first week of usage. Pinalitan ko yung case ng, oh my gosh, it's such a cute case. Nalaglag ko sa hagdan.
Oh my gosh.
Then it fell face down. I was like, ah! Oh my God. Yun. So, on the first week that I got my phone when it was new, nakikita mo, may gas. Buti na lang hindi siya phone
buti
crack.
Hindi
pero
ka.
Like, little scratches. Kasi parang it kind of scraped the edge of the stair. So, yun.
Yun nga, ako ang ano ko sa ganyan. I don't think I've ever cracked a screen, but when the first and only time that I used yung tempered glass, I didn't realize that it was actually glass kasi malambot siya eh.
Yeah.
So, yun ang pinalagay, kasi sabi nga nila yun ang maganda. So, pinalagay ko. So, yun ang nag-crack. But I didn't know na there was a crack. Kasi it was hairline. Mm. So, manipis na manipis yung crack.
But once may crack na yun, ano na yun?
No,
delikado to
yun
use.
Yun nga. You know how we play Pokemon Go, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yung we make circles with our fingers. So, one time, I was playing. And you know, like, sometimes when I'm playing, hindi ka naman fully nakakonsentrate.
Yeah.
Kasi syempre, binibilog mo lang
yung... Ano na, muscle memory na rin eh.
You're making circles lang with my index finger, right? And then throwing the Pokeball. Tapos sabi ko parang like, ah, ba't basa? Sabi ko, ba't nabasa yung screen? And then when I looked at my phone, there were red circles
already. No! Your blood!
My finger was all cut up. Tapos puro dugo na yung screen ko.
From the glass.
From the glass.
From broken glass.
So I had to remove the... I had to have the... Like yung tempered glass removed.
Yeah.
Tas, mula noon, yung plastic na lang yung pinapalagay ko na screen.
Oh, but you know, they have ano, parang military grade na the clear, ano lang.
Okay.
Plastic na sobrang scratch-proof.
Tapos alam mo yun, tapos pagkita ko dun sa finger ko, may mga, mga slices na...
Oh, that is so horrible.
And I didn't feel it, huh? That's the weird thing. Ugh. I mean, of course, when I saw it, then parang biglang ang sakit na. Kasi nga nakita ko na eh. Diba? May visual cue na ako.
Oh my gosh.
And from Maxim the Winter.
Number three.
For sale, iPhone 15, brand new. Need lang ng konting linis. Kasi may konting dugo.
Baka yan yung dati.
Baka yan yun. Baka ako yan, ha? Baka yan ako yung nag, ano, ako yung nagbebenta niyan. And from Genshin Impact.
Number two.
Taking it a step further, for sale, iPhone 15 Pro Max. May freebie. Kasama na yung daliri for fingerprint identification.
Oh my God. Kasi diba, gruesome kasi naman diba ng entry na to.
Kasi diba may fingerprint?
Ay, pwede rin ulo po for facial recognition.
Grabe naman yung facial recognition. Ayoko! No!
Magtataka ka, bakit ang laki ng box? Eh, ano, iPhone lang naman yung binili ko.
Grabe.
It comes in like this big box and you're like, what the heck? Oh, para mo unlock mo. Consider it yung nagbenta.
Parang ano, naalala ko yung this old 80s joke. 80s or 90s joke. Because of that earlier entry, yung kay Adventure, yung cracked screen kasi nanlaban. Di ba yung, that old joke nga yung, oh, ano nangyari sa'yo? Ba't puro ka scratches and bruises? Hindi kasi ano, galing ako dun sa libing ng kaibigan ko. Oh, eh, bakit ka ano? Ba't puro ka pasa? At saka, nanlaban.
Confession pala to.
Siya pala.
Sa krimen.
Siya pala yung naglibing sa kaibigan niya.
Kasi, I can't.
Oh, ba't puro ka ano? Puro ka pasa? Nanlaban.
Oh my God. Napaka-dark ng humor.
Ang dark, no? Hindi, usong-usong yung joke na yun before.
For real?
Yeah, seriously. And, the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Classified ads, red flags, comes from Fitz Villafuerte.
Fitz Villafuerte says,
for sale, 55-inch LED smart TV. Reason for selling, may lumalabas na babaeng mahaba ang buhok sa screen.
Tsaka walang kuko.
Tsaka walang kuko. Oo nga, babaeng mahaba ang buhok at walang kuko sa screen.
Tapos yung movements niya parang very severe.
Very jerky.
Jerky. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
Buti na lang wala nang ganong channel, no?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, because I don't really ever put my TV on like at yung, saka, ano ba yung tawag doon? Hindi naka-programming format
yes.
ng TV ko. It's always like connected. I mean, and if you have a smart TV, diba, usually you just see like the homepage.
True. At saka ano, because it's streaming na, wala na nung white noise. Yung,
yeah, yun nga.
Ano? White noise ba?
Yeah,
white noise. Yung, dati kasi pag 12 o'clock na,
yung mga nag-sign off na, puro na ganun.
So when you open it to that channel na nag-sign off na, pag nung di pa 24 hours,
oh my gosh.
Ganun lang yung makikita.
Wala na. Wala nang ano. Portal si Sada
yes.
ko.
Yeah. And yes, my sister just messaged me. They do have us. Yung
a
horizontal
freezer.
What was it officially called? Yung pahiga?
Chest freezer.
Yeah. Thank you. There you go. So if you want to join us, send them all in. classifiedadsredflagsx.com/rx931. Please include #themorningrush and #classifiedadsredflags in all your posts.
Only on the Monster.
TMR watch list.
Ooh, it is the weekend, so you know.
Yes.
We do have some recos, some suggestions for you guys to check out. You want to start?
For me, there's only one. You know me. I'm not a binger.
Cakes.
It's X-Men 97.
I watched the first episode.
It's so nostalgic,
oh
isn't
my
it?
God. You know what?
Like,
you know
it's
what
so
I realized?
Good.
Parang imagine, I was like, I don't remember Rogue having a country twang.
Oh, even in the comics.
But I don't remember hearing
Sugar.
It that way.
Di ba Sugar?
Parang I was like, di ko lang ba siya maalala because maybe she wasn't really one of my favorites growing up.
She always talks like
di
that.
Di ko alam, pero parang I was a little gagged. Like, I was like, talaga ba?
Like kahit sa comics, yung pagkakasulat ng ano niya, imbis na Mai, M-A-H, ganon. Talagang it's, Ma. She's known for that. Ma Coffey. Like, ganon siya talaga.
Sa bagay, I'm trying to recall Anna Paquin, whether she talked that. I guess she did. I mean, or maybe na-confuse lang ako kasi Anna Paquin in True Blood also had a very, very strong accent.
Yeah.
So baka hindi ko na naalala na as Rogue, ganun din yung accent.
Yeah. Maybe.
Pero hindi ko maalala yung cartoon na ganun yung accent.
Pero diba, ang akla ni Storm. Yung ting magsasalita.
Ano
yung,
wait, I have to tell you this. While I was watching it last night, I was snickering. Kasi naaalala kita yung parang ako, may kilala ako siguro. Heed, ano?
Ancient sands of...
Heed my warning. Something of hatred.
Alam mo yung makikipagbakbakan ka lang sa mga bad guys. Meron ka pang parang here comes the goddess of the weather.
Relics of hatred? Parang gano'n.
Diba? Very ano, parang feeling mo si ano? Si
Ancient Sands, heed my command and reclaim these relics of hatred. Tawan-tawa ako nung pinapanood ko kasi talagang naalala kita. Tapos na-imagine ko, may sumasabay dito.
Di ba
for
very
sure?
Ano? Di ba very, very ano? House of Abundance?
Napaka-drama ko. Parang wow, napaka how dramatic.
Napaka-Electra Abundance.
Oo, napaka-extra.
Ang extra niya.
Sige nga, sabi mo. Dali. Ancient Sands, heed my command and reclaim these relics of hatred.
Ayun na lang ano, yung sinasabi ko nung bata ko. Oh, ano yun? Oh, Zephyr winds that blow on high, lift me now so I may fly. Ayan na naman yun. Very that, diba?
Very that. But I haven't finished episode 2 yet. I only had time for one episode last
like,
night.
Oh, like, it will leave you gasping for more.
And because I watched
so good.
It really brought me back to my childhood and like how Jubilee was my my first favorite member of the X-Men. And I think kasi siya yung favorite ko. Because I was a kid then. And so parang she was the most relatable because she seemed the youngest looking and basta yung look niya very kid friendly so feeling ko kaya siya yung favorite ko and syempre obviously makarelate ba ako kay Jean Grey na preggy diba syempre hindi pero yun nga I remember siya talaga yung favorite ko until parang I had a kalaro who shamed me kasi si Jubilee yung favorite
oo nga I would have being an X-Men fan. A lifelong X-Men fan.
Yun nga. And then that kalaro made me realize, medyo lame nga yung power ni
As in like, nung in-introduce siya sa comics pa lang, I'm like, ano ba to? Naubusan na ba tayo ng superheroes?
Pero ang cute niya kasi.
Alam mo ba apelido ni Jubilee?
Ano?
Chicken Joy.
I can't.
Jubilee Chicken Joy.
Alam mo, hindi, pero favorite ko siya. But as soon as I heard about yun nga na medyo lame yung ano niya I was like, so syempre nagko-collect din kasi ako ng cards when I was younger tapos inaral ko sila lahat yung parang kinumpare-compare ko na yung mga ano and I was like I'ma be Jean Grey from now on
I know right ayun talagang
powerful.
Ibang level
tsaka gusto ko yung powers niya kasi parang it's the mind it's the
same,
brain
same
and you know ako feeling ko as a kid feeling ko yun yung superpower ko din so I was like I'm Jean Grey
ako rin nga as a kid
excuse me baka Professor X
yun nga I was going to say pareho naman yung powers nila pero kay Jean Grey ako.
Ba't ka nakiki Jean Grey? Doon ka kay Professor
Hello!
X.
Hello! Kasi redhead din kaya ako.
Whatever.
I am. Well,
down
where
there?
It counts.
Wait lang ah.
Pare you can't ask for proof.
Whoa!
You can't. No, to be honest, sa kanila ako pinaka nabobore sa X-Men. Yung mag-asawa.
Kay Jean and Cyclops.
Oo, to be honest, comics pa lang, nabobore ako sa kanila.
Okay.
Kasi parang like, sila yung, they're not exactly super interesting. Mas gusto ko sila Storm, si Wolverine.
Ako ang favorite ko sa guys, dun sa cartoon when I was younger, was Gambit.
Oh, Gambit, of course. Uh-huh. Very, very complex.
And of course,
complex.
Beast, kasi funny siya.
Hindi ko type si Beast. Gusto ko si Bobby, si ano Iceman, si Kurt, si Nightcrawler, si Peter, si Colossus. Kitty Pryde was my
favorite.
Yeah. Kasi like, she was like-ish my age when I was like reading it. So parang, kumbaga ikaw kay Jubilee, ako kay parang Kitty Pryde na. Yun yung kaedad ko at the time. Siya yung kid eh.
Yeah.
So parang, when I was a kid, I didn't consider the X-Men just comic book characters. They were my friends.
Oh.
Yung like yung ganun ako ka-immersed.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was one of the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously. Kaya nung naging mag-jowa si Kitty tsaka si Peter, I was so heartbroken when they broke up.
My God.
Totoo. Yeah, like, I was like, no. Tapos, yung war ni Storm tsaka ni Cyclops, kasi sino ba talaga yung leader, yung nararapat na leader. Like, I was so invested.
Were you Team Storm?
Yes.
Well, obviously.
Ako yung parang ano eh, parang gusto ko, Aurora, magtayo na lang tayo ng like all-female group na parang like, dito si Jean, si Rogue.
Lahat kayo ganun yung parang, no, no, no.
Si Psylocke. Oh,
my gosh. Like, pero ano, I was having a conversation about this with my bestie Marge kasi she's also like a huge X-Men fan. And she mentioned nga na parang she can't believe how people are only now starting to see like how hot Cyclops is. And kasi for her, parang yun yung favorite niya ever since.
Mm.
Like from the comics to the cartoon to, I don't know. Yeah, I guess also even in the movies, parang favorite niya talaga si Cyclops. Ako kasi parang, hindi din ako eh, parang medyo boring din for me. Parang vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
Tapos, ay, ayun na, meron na ako sa umaga. Pag nandito na ako, tapos wala pa kini Marky.
Oh.
Sabihin ko, I summon the gods of the radio airwaves to destroy these relics of hatred.
Oh my God! Tapos hindi kami papasok, no? Talagang pinamaan ng kidla or something.
Meron na akong opening spiel.
Oh my God.
Pag ako nauna dito.
On air, ha?
On air. I summon the gods of the radio airwaves.
Whatever.
To smite these relics
of
hatred.
Relics of hatred na talaga kami.
Yun natawag ko sa inyo.
Parang,
well, Monster, RX 93.1, this is Chico Garcia. Wala pa yung mga relics of hatred.
No, but my gosh, sobrang nostalgic talaga watching X-Men 97.
Super.
I'm just so happy that it's back. You know what? I was a little afraid. I was afraid na parang I might not get into it just because you know me now.
Saka ano parang like baka pambata siya.
Diba, hindi naman talaga ako in general mahilig sa animation.
True. So I'm and like, superheroes.
Superhero sucks lang. Diba? Like I have my favorites, but then, you know, medyo may doubt ako na parang will I get into it? Because I do remember watching it obviously growing up, but then when I watched the first episode, within the first few minutes, I was like, oh my God. Like, I was fully focused.
Right. And I love the whole,
and I was
yung bibitinin ka. Alam, yung parang kami pinapanood ulit sa TV na every week, hihintayin mo yung latest episode.
To be fair ha, na-amaze ako sa storytelling.
Super.
Na parang, obviously, alam ko na yung story nung X-Men or whatever. Para just watching it from the pilot, na parang, my God, the way that they really, alam mo yon, gave you the story from the start, na parang, ang galing lang niya.
And, like, hello, like, these are classic storylines.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you know how it will turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung, they're not, obviously, hindi nila pwede gawin the same way in the comics. Haba nung...
Yep.
Nung arc, diba?
Yep.
So, they will edit it. They will shorten it. Some are different storylines
yeah.
na pinagsama nila
yeah.
in one. You know what I mean? Ang
it's
galing
amazing.
Nung pagkakagawa nila,
it's
to be
so,
honest.
It's so, so cool. And I love that, you know, everybody's getting into it. I love it.
I love
kasi
it.
Kasi ako talaga, hindi ako ganun ka the Avengers fan. I mean, of course, I like them. I watched the movies. Pero, yun nga, growing up, wala naman ako masyadong alam sa Avengers. Because I didn't read the comics or whatever. But X-Men, I really grew up like watching it.
And you do know why they're doing this, right? Because remember, this
because
is
because
they're
gonna, it's like, yun nga, yun yung path, diba?
Kasi tandaan mo, this is Disney, right?
Oo.
And Disney owns Marvel.
It's like patikim. And it's to get you all super invested and excited again.
Exactly.
For the franchise. And yun yung naisip ko din na parang, ang ganda ng ano nila ha, ng marketing strategy.
Diba?
Na parang, okay, we'll go this route first and then like...
Because remember, they already introduced Fantastic Four. It's,
yes.
It's about to come out.
Yes.
Kasunod na ang X-Men.
Oh,
so you're going to start with animated muna, get people hooked. And I'm telling you, it's a runaway hit. So people will be invested in the animated. Even people who are not familiar with the X-Men.
Uh-huh.
Yung hindi inabutan yung mga
the
sila,
younger ones.
Sila
yeah.
Famke Jensen,
yeah.
Sila, you know, that version of it.
Oh
will now
God.
Want to watch the live action.
Yes, and that's all that we want as X-Men fans,
oh,
really, for the appreciation to be on the same level
super.
As the Avengers. So hopefully, maybe even surpass it. Who knows?
Who knows?
We don't know, right?
So even
what
if
the future holds.
Even if you are a relic of hatred, you will end up enjoying. You will enjoy.
Nakakabwis. Eh, alam mo talaga, ako even as a kid, hindi ko favorite si Storm.
Talaga?
Hindi. At saka ayoko kasi yung parang, I don't know, just, hindi talaga. Tas, especially in the movie, yung si Halle Berry, puputi yung mata niya. Naku,
hindi
ko bet.
Ay, hindi ko bet. Yung Halle Berry version, hindi ko talaga bet.
Pero in the movies, di ba, ano ko, Jubilee, tapos naging Jean Grey, tapos in the movies, Mystique.
Ay, oh well.
Kasi adult
Rebecca Romijn.
Now, nung, my gosh, Rebecca Romijn.
She was an amazing
tsaka
mystique.
Talagang parang ano, yung,
you
wanna be her.
Oh, oh.
You wanna be her.
You wanna be
she's
her,
so hot.
But you're also scared of her.
Yes.
Ugh.
At, syempre, as a villainous adult, mas gusto ko si Mystique. So, ayun na yun. Kiklaim ko na yung Mystique. Ikaw, Storm ka pa din.
Storm. Tapos kakanta ako ng Electric Katy Perry.
Wrong franchise. Parang mali.
Mali ba?
Oh, hindi. Anyway, is that it? Your watch list?
That's it for me.
Okay, so that would be also my watch list. That's part of mine. But aside from that, I watched Madam X.
Oh, Madam yes. Web.
Ano Madam X? Madonna.
Nag-haluhali na yung franchise.
Kasi nag-usapan natin si Madam X. Madam Web. I finally watched it. And I know that it got so much hate. And parang, di ba, so many people just keep bashing it. Pero personally, I didn't think it was that bad. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed
it. And plus, it's got Sydney Sweeney.
But then, when you think about it, iniisip ko din eh, bakit ko siya na-enjoy? Because I know the actors. Yeah. I know the actors and I like them. I like Dakota Johnson. I like Sydney Sweeney. And I'm like, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Kasi parang familiarity. But also, in terms of the story, parang I would compare it, yun nga, I told you, parang very Shazam siya in a way na parang it's very family-oriented, parang just, finding your family, ganyan.
Parang fun-fun lang.
Tapos parang medyo, parang ganun
yung
lang
kumbaga, siya. It's not a
hindi siya like yung hardcore action na, and also yung parang ma-amaze ka sa, no, it's not that. It's more like kind of touching, I guess. Mm. It's a little sweet. Parang ganun. basta. Okay naman. Okay. I don't feel like I have to keep defending the show, pero the movie, pero
kumbaga, it's not a work of art, but it was fun, parang ganun.
Yes, I wouldn't say, "Oh my gosh, amazing."
Yeah.
But it's enjoyable. Parang hindi ko naman sasabihin, ay, balik niyo yung pera ko or something because I watched it. Hindi siya ganong level of like bad. And also, last one for me, Physical 100 season 2.
Yeah, I should finish season 1.
Oh, you never finished season 1?
I never finished it, eh. You know, like, pag merong...
Do you remember the last challenge?
No, I don't even.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah.
But I will know, though. Kasi, di ba, yung sa streaming site, makikita mo yung
parang,
kung saan natigil yung red.
Uh-oh.
Yung, the what do you call that? Progress bar.
Yes. Oh, wow. But Physical 100 season 2, 4 episodes so far. Yeah, very into it. And, pero parang wala akong crushy or anything.
Okay.
Sa first season, kasi, di ba, si Sexy Yama, I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Rooting for you because you're hot. But this time, parang wala pa akong...
I did enjoy it because I remember yung... Ang nagsa-stand out sa akin na yung one of the first, if not the first nga yata, yung nakasabit sila tapos may water.
Yeah, the first.
Yun, the first. Oh, yun.
Patagalan.
Uh-oh. Ang unique lang kasi ng challenge.
Oh, and there's a returning contestant from the first season.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
So I won't spoil it for you.
Oh, sige.
Kasi di, malalaman mo na hindi siya yung...
Right.
Uh-oh. But yes, which surprised me actually, because I didn't expect that particular contestant to be back. I thought it would be like someone else.
Oh, exactly.
But anyways, there you go. That's my watch list. And if you guys have yours that you want to send over and we can, we'll try to read some of them later on. Just go ahead and do that via X at RX931 hashtag TMR watch list or text us 0961-1367-931 on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are on Facebook Live.
That's right, facebook.com/RX931. But we're also on YouTube and Twitch. So let's say good morning to these monsters locked in. Carlo Lozada says good morning. Gabrielle Imenzo, my friend Ra is locked in. Requesting for some Zayn. We'll definitely play that for you and Chico.
Missed opportunity.
What?
I think Zayn should have named his new album.
What?
Zayn Zoned.
Oh my God.
Diba?
Zayn Zoned. Mali naman yan, Zayn. Ano ba yan? Next time, hire us, okay?
Give me a call.
Hello to Kaloy, who says, I don't know if this show was mentioned before, pero this will feed Chico's alien and conspiracy cravings. History Channel's The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. A team of physicists try to uncover the mysterious activities in the ranch. As in, kung hindi yun alien, sino?
Ooh, but where? Where
sounds
can I
right
stream
up your
this?
Alley.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I think Chico will enjoy that very much.
Oh, ako pa.
Hello to Bon, and also saying good morning to Jean and Buido. And for watch list, we're just about to catch up on the final episodes of Australian Survivor that we already know who got eliminated and who won. That's among FYP sa YouTube. We just want to know how it happened. Well, Chico's been lucky. He's avoided spoilers, and still he's trying. Down to like the final three episodes.
Yun na lang.
Kaya hirap na hirap ako. I'm like, okay, pero sino yung ano mo?
Konti
guess
na lang.
Mo.
Konti na lang.
Ano ako, poker face when he told me his guesses.
Uh-oh.
Ay, bakit nga may N yung pangalan ko? Thanks, Hannah, for noticing.
Ayaw like, nga.
Bakit mali? Na-typo lang, na-typo. Okay, let me just edit that. Okay. Good morning to Hannah, watching us from Australia. Also, saying hello.
Hello, Hannah Conda.
Hannah Conda! Magagalit siya. Di niya kilala si Hannah Conda.
Si Hannah Conda.
The drag queen from Australia. Hello to Yonte Fian. And Yonte Fian. Of course, has an entry for watch list. She says she got to watch Irish Wish. I've been meaning to watch it. That's the Lindsay Lohan movie. I've been meaning to watch it, pero I haven't gotten around to it. Maybe this weekend. And Migration and Blue Eyes Samurai. Also, for Korean recos, Dr. Slump, Wedding Impossible, and Queen of Tears.
Oo nga, maraming nagsasabi ng Queen of Tears.
Sabi niya,
I'm so curious.
She's been watching the same four episodes hanggang mag-weekend na daw ulit. So there. Oh, I forgot to include it sa watch list. Thanks, Yonte Fian, for mentioning it. Amazing Race.
Oh!
The new season is out.
Oh, it's
so
out. Oh
I've
gosh.
Only seen the first episode. Aye. I'll watch the second episode probably later or this weekend.
Oh, we are on board.
Yes. And
we loved the last season.
The first episode was really good, actually. I super enjoyed it. You know, I have to tell you, feeling ko parang mas... For me, mas na-enjoy ko yung pilot nito than the previous season that we watched. Kasi parang, for me, di ba I told you, I watched the previous season before you started, like, getting super into it. Kasi ako, I watched it and then I was like, eh, never ko nang tinuloy.
Yeah.
And then you got super into it.
And then I tried to, like, convince you to watch
and
again.
And then you convinced me. So then I kept watching. Pero ito kasi parang, just watching the first episode, meron akong urge na parang, oh my gosh, I'm excited for the next episode. Gets? So I don't know why. Maybe because I'm already in that zone.
I'm back
now since I watched the previous season. Maybe.
Ako kasi parang it's more of like, I really enjoy...
Hindi ko contestant-based kasi yung enjoyment mo eh.
Hindi, parang I missed it na nga. Like, alam mo yung, kasi TBH, definitely medyo heartbreaking for me yung results.
Yeah.
Hindi ko kasi
nanalo. Yung mga gusto mo.
And mas gusto, like, yung final three, parang mas gusto ko pang manalo any of the other two.
Yeah.
Tas ang nanalo yung parang kumbaga third place ko sana. But it's okay. They're nice. They're good guys. But gets. Mm-hmm. And I still enjoyed it. So I know that I like the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi even if natalo yung mga gusto ko.
Yeah.
I would still say, oh, I love this season. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It means you probably really enjoyed it.
Sabi ni Buesti Dreme, Chico, watch Queen of Tears.
Yun nga. So, ang dami na nagsasabi.
Speaking of Buesti Dreme, I forgot. Yesterday, she messaged, yes, belated happy birthday to our friend Cecil.
Oh, yes.
It was her birthday on the 20th. So, happy birthday, Cez.
Happy birthday.
Hello to Ro. And Ro is recommending Damsel, which was part of my watch list last week. The Millie Bobby Brown movie. Hello to Maddie Wara. And hello. Good morning to your baby girl, 8-year-old podcast listener. Her name is... Oh, you didn't put her name, though. Meron siyang birthday blending request from... 8-year-old podcast fan from Calgary. Emily! That's her name. Emily. Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Emily.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Carlos Su says, good morning. On a road trip to Zambales with my wife and kids, Liz, Cass, and Tisha. Hello to Francis. Good morning to... Dense and Cyril Enrich says, my soap opera element din kasi kaya masaya yung X-Men 90s heaven.
So. Ano yung sinasabi ni, ano, ni Hannah Conda na rom-com? Na
baka si yung, kay Lindsay Lohan. Maybe Irish.
Oh, okay. Oh, but it's Ed Spieler. Kaya ko na ano, Ed Spieler.
Who's that?
I'm on board.
Who's Ed Spieler?
Wait,
let me Google. I have to see kung sino yung nagko-cause ng ganitong reaction.
Fave.
Oh, that guy. Why does he look so familiar?
Yeah, he's been
like... Oh, no. The guy from You And Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. There.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know him from you because I didn't watch it.
But oh, okay.
Yeah, Downton Abbey, yung parang, what do you call that? Not butler eh. Basta may position sila sa footsman.
Oh, footsman. Okay. Pwede ba magpa-foots pa sa kanila?
Did you notice, ano niya, kakatipo niya si
another
Karen
person.
Edgerton.
No, and someone else. Simon something.
Yes! Si The Mentalist.
Yes. What's his name again?
Simon. The Mentalist.
Si Simon Baker.
Baker.
There you go.
So
diba?
Simon Baker, Taron Egerton, Ed Spielers.
And si The Bachelorette guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Tyler Cameron. A little bit.
Pero yung tatlo, grabe.
Pero yung tatlo, super, yeah. Hello to Scheider. And Scheider says, hi to my baby, Jovelyn, from South Korea. Hope you have a good one. Hi to Mark Jensen and Jumil. And she's going home to Bicol. She says she's excited for the holidays. Hello to Maxim the Winter and also to Renz and Nej. What's up to Rafi, Sunico, and good morning. Sabi ni, ano pala, Nej, buti na lang yung version mo, ano, parang iba. Kasi hindi ka makaka-copyright. Hindi ipapa-take down yung song mo sa Spotify.
Not at all.
From all the streaming.
Not at
services.
All.
Uh-uh. Basta iwasan mo yung ano, ah, yung mga tonong, alam mo na.
Delix.
Oo, delix.
Ano lang?
Si Elvis lang magsasusay. Sino ba yung kumanta ng Butchie Cake na sabi nila yun daw yung ano?
Gano'n ka naman si Yoyoy Villame.
I guess, yeah.
Hindi naman, ang layo. Yung sa akin naman,
but you have to do it, parang nakasmile, no?
You can't without, it's so
you
joyful.
You can't. It's like, oh my
it's
gosh.
It's so joyful.
It makes you, like, put on this big smile.
Oh, pa-smile ka.
So, anyway, that's it for greets.
All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Thanking, of course, as always, Mike Ferrer for the topic, hashtag classified ads red flags. Let's start off with Suerte Super Guy.
Number 10.
Wanted security guard. Tagabantay lang ng ancestral home. Yung hindi takot sa multo. Yun lang ang kailangan. Huwag matatakotin. Huwag nervyoso.
I mean, in general, diba? You want a brave person to do that job. That kahit multo or tao, dapat matapang.
Meron kasi matapang sa tao.
Pero takot sa multo.
Pero pag yung medyo supernatural, medyo ninenervyos.
Yeah. Feeling ko mas takot ako sa supernatural. Although a lot of people will say, hindi ka naman maaan. Hindi ka naman.
Diba, that's what the matatanda say. Matakot ka na sa, ano?
Matakot ka sa buhay. Versus patay.
Basta parang ganon.
Kasi the patay can't really do anything to harm you.
Can't do anything to you.
But yung buhay.
That's arguable.
Nakakairita yun. Matakot ka sa buhay because the patay can't do anything and like the buhay can like hurt you. It's so annoying. Hindi ko kasi maalala yung actual Tagalog phrasing.
Oo eh. Pero ganon. Yung...
Matakot ka sa patay.
Mas matakot ka sa buhay kaysa sa patay? Ay, hindi.
Kasi something something.
Oo, basta ganun.
Kasi yung buhay, pwede kang mapatay. I don't know.
Mas matakot ka sa buhay, wag sa patay. Kasi ang buhay, pwede kang gawing patay.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
We're not good with like words.
I
of
can't
wisdom.
Quite remember the exact wording. So if anybody can tell us,
yeah.
Please do.
And from El Macchiato.
Number 9.
Wanted intern for a social media influencer. Must be willing to work round the clock for free in exchange for experience, exposure, and mentions.
Good child.
Remember that, ano?
Yeah.
That,
yung naghahanap ng...
Yung portrait, yung artist yeah, na... Yeah, yeah. Pero ang ano is shout out, ang bayad shout out. Ooh, child.
I cannot.
Mm. And,
pero kasi minsan valid din naman yung, kunyari nga, intern yung hanap mo.
Mm-mm.
Or like, I don't know. It depends. It depends. Because at the same time, it takes two to tango. So if you agree, dun sa nakalagay na what you're gonna get out of it, then you can't complain.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, if you feel like it's not fair, then don't do it.
Then don't do it. And totoo, like I could think of a couple, like kunyari, bilang free intern for free, Jungkook. Eh, gee. Kahit ako pa magbayad.
Feeling ko, ang laki ng charge para maging intern
kahit
or PA niya.
Kahit ako pa yung magbayad, maging hello? PA ako ni Jungkook. Eh, gee. Diyos ko.
Totoo.
From Mike Ferrer.
Number eight.
Looking for a guitarist who can strum my pain with his fingers. And a vocalist who can sing my life with his words. And a lyricist who can kill me softly with his song. Tell my
with
whole life
song.
With his words.
My gosh. Wow. Roberta Flack.
I know, right?
Ugh, classic.
Roberta Flack.
Of appreciation. Wag mo na daw ibalik. Ang tagal na daw nun eh. Nakalimutan na daw. Baka tanong pa nila kung sino yung nagsabi nun.
From Tapupo.
Talaga.
Number seven.
Wanted janitor. Must be willing to clean blood and work after midnight.
Ay! And diba, isn't it one of the most difficult things to... Not that I know from personal experience, but I've heard of it before. I'm pretty sure in like shows that I watch. Na parang, diba, it's like one of the hardest things to clean.
Okay, Rika, mo ba ito na?
Pointers niya. Hindi, totoo.
Pointers ba ito ni Rika? Nung roommates kayo? Uy, diba, ah, hirap po, ano, linisin ng dugo, ah.
Hirap linisin ng crime scene. Kasi nga, diba, very messy.
And even if...
It stains.
Even if you
it's
can
gone
get
girl.
It out...
It's a gone girl.
Even if you can get it out,
It leaves like...
To the naked eye, it may be, yeah. From Maxim the Winter.
Number six.
Selling pre-loved limousine. No need for aircon. Kasi for some reason, laging malamig sa loob. And wag mo lang papansinin yung mga umiiyak at humihingi ng tulong na boses.
What? Why?
Yeah. Oh, and it's suddenly cold. Kahit ang tirik ng araw.
Alam mo, I don't think I've ever been, like, I've ever ridden a limo.
A limo?
Parang I've never.
I have.
Have I? Kasi wala, hindi mo kami nag-promise. So,
nothing big, parang
no,
nothing,
I
ano,
think
no
I
big
have
deal.
Ever.
Yung nothing special. I mean, I thought it would be amazing. Kasi kaya diba you read about
what
it.
What did you ride it for?
An event.
Hindi
tapos
rin prom.
Tapos it was a limo. No, not
kasi
prom,
diba
not
in the
prom.
States, it's so common.
It is, yeah.
I don't know if it's common practice here, though.
Parang no.
No.
You just, cool ka if you bring your own car. It means, you know.
Yeah. Pagandahan ng car.
Parang ganun.
Versus like, uh-oh. Pero kasi in the States, diba, like, pag barkada kayo, you'll get a limo. And then lahat kayo susundo inong limo and ang cool.
Yung ano ko yung not really strictly not a limo, but those party cars, those party limos.
Parang party buses.
Yung big black car. Hindi, pero get, you know this. Yung hinahire mo for events.
Yes.
Because like, Sarah and I, we rode in this ano, with...
You shared a BBC pala in the past, ah.
We did.
A big black car.
Tapos we brought celebrities around for a...
For an event?
Yung what do you call that? Hop? Bar hopping? No.
Pub crawl?
Yeah.
Pub crawl in Metro Manila.
In Metro Manila.
Ah, okay, gets. Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was
yeah.
for an event and we were hosting it. So, alam mo yung in between bars, in between pubs, we were playing games inside. Yung ganon. From Genshin Impacto.
Number five.
Wanted driver, please inquire at Madame Merly's house na walang garage at wala rin namang kotse. But wanted driver...
Mag-inquire ka lang.
Oo.
Doon mo malalaman yung details.
Yun.
What you're getting yourself into.
And from Adventure.
Number four.
Classified ads, red flags. For sale, kambing. Reason for selling, paggabi kasi naglalakad siya ng dalawang paa lang.
What?
Yung ano, hindi.
Tumatayo siya, biglang tao. But baby goats are the cutest, no?
See, that's the thing. Baby goats are the absolute cutest. But once they turn into adults, parang nakakatakot yung face.
They look mean.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yes.
But as
for
herbivores, babies, yeah. They're for her, so like, adorable.
Pag tinignan mo lahat ng herbivores,
they
parang
look, ano,
goats are the scariest herbivores.
Yeah, kasi cows, they look very gentle.
They look
gentle.
Very gentle. You know, deer always looks angelic.
Yeah.
You know. From Genshin Impacto.
Number three.
Wanted secretary. Must be patient, professional, and have excellent comm skills. Pagsusugod si wife sa office at magtatanong kung nasan si boss.
Kailangan maitawid mo yan.
Oh, oh.
You have to be able to explain and appease the wife.
And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number two.
Wanted cook. Must be willing to learn difficult, unique dishes. Please submit your resume to Dr. Lecter at the Baltimore State Hospital.
Doon ba si Clarice?
Andun si Clarice.
Oh my God. I have
fava beans.
Please don't make that sound. Hindi ako na, kinikilabutan ako. Hindi ako ready. Mm-hmm. Hindi, pero ang tagal ko nang hindi, because you know, it's one of those movies na I would get to catch on cable every so often. Pero parang, I kind of miss it. I haven't seen any of the Silence of the Lambs movies.
I've seen Silence of the Lambs. I've seen
Hannibal.
Manhunter. I've seen Red Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Hannibal.
You know what? It's such
I'm a fan.
Same. I was just going to say, it's such a good franchise. Mm. Like, so, so scary. But like, in a different way.
In a smart way.
Yeah. Sobra.
Cat and mouse
sobra.
Way.
Sobra.
And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Classified ads red flags comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says.
Now hiring. This is a classic. Now hiring fresh graduates with at least 10 years experience. Paano nangyari yun? Paano namin gagawin?
How?
Yeah, and a true story.
Good luck.
It happens all the time. They're hiring fresh graduates, but they require a lot of experience.
Mm.
How? Kaya ka nga fresh graduate. So there you go. Quick, you know, couple of songs in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
Only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, the final one. Let's start off with our final greets.
Wait lang. Nakakatawa yung... Ang hirap lunukin ng chips. Like, kailangan nang magsalita. Para kami nag-contest, unahan na muna. Mahirap siya i-swallow, ha?
Siya nga, chips. Ako, ano pa, shards of like, cornic. Shards of cornic.
Anyway. Okay, final greets. Let's say good morning to Justin Sayana. Also, good morning to the Super James. Ricky Ortigas na. Malapit na ma-turn over yung condo ko sa Pasig area. Hopefully, I can send you food more often kapag may sorbet. Then, malapit na ako. Oh, we'd love that.
Oh, that would be amazing.
For those watching on Facebook Live and YouTube and Twitch, meron silang sneak peek of like what happens in the booth. Pagpatapos na yung show.
May ASMR kami / mukbang.
Nakita nila yung process nung
oh, yeah.
Naghahalugog si Chico dito behind me
naghahanap
sa locker
ng,
ko.
Naghahanap ng biskwet.
Naghahanap ng biskwet. And I'm like, wala akong biskwet. I'm not the type to have like biskwet lying around or in my purse. Eh pareho kaming, bigla na lang kaming may wave of
hunger.
Starvation. As in, ako talagang kumukulo-kulo. And Chico pala was super hungry then. So, I suddenly remembered, I know, you can look for Mitch.
Yeah.
Shout out to Madame for hooking
I
us
know,
up.
Right?
Thank
life
you.
Lifesaver.
Lifesaver. Hello to Mitch Aligam as well. And to everybody in the comment section, good morning.
All right. So, we've got our top 10 for today. Let's do the final batch, number list, classified ads, red flags. Thank you, Mike Ferrer, for the topic. Starting off with Maxim De Winter. Looking for jardinero. yung kaya mag-delig at least 2 rounds every day. Bakit rounds? Diba parang like twice a day? Pwede naman twice a day.
Oo nga.
2 rounds sounds
much.
I don't know. And from Archer Aguilar, for sale, iPhone 15. Reason for selling, tawag ng tawag yung dating owner.
Parang ano eh, hindi makaget over eh. Basta hindi na lang kasi i-let go.
Nagtethreaten.
Nagtethreaten ng kapulisan.
Al Macchiato says, for sale, mattress, barely used, in very good condition. Wag mo na lang iilawan ng blacklight.
Ay! No!
Yung may human-shaped stain.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Good Lord.
That's the worst.
Fitz Villafuerte says, models wanted must be 21 years old and have good English speaking skills, a pleasing personality, and a desire for an exciting new life. If so, this opportunity may be for you.
Parang ano? Parang ganyan ba yung ano mo? Normal mo? Wala, oo. Mm. Parang dapat ano ka, mag-podcast ka tapos yan yung ano mo?
Let's
character
try it.
Mo. Kaya? Kaya ba?
Kaya. Kung may baby chico nga.
May ASMR ka na podcast. Mm-hmm. Ganun.
And from Mike Ferrer, wanted security guard must be tall, dark, and with pleasing personality. Preferably, magaling kumapkap from head to toe.
Ay!
Oh.
Well, kailangan yan. Part of the job. So,
it's true.
I mean, right?
From Maxim the Winter, looking for bed spacer, bottom bunk bed. Top bunk is occupied. Don't worry. You won't see the other occupant unless it wants you to see it.
Wait, parang biglang napunta sa, naligaw yung entry na kung saan siya papunta. I thought I was going somewhere
no,
else.
No, right? No, 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 no.
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 No, no, no.
You won't see it unless it wants you to see it.
Okay. Okay. No way.
Alam mo, mas kaya ko yung, not for anything. If I had no choice, I would rather yung ghost na, yung oblivious siya. Parang sila Nicole Kidman nga sa The Others. Like, hindi niya alam na ghost siya.
Mm.
Like, if I see one like walking around, pero yung may sarili siyang mundo, kesa yung ghost who is conscious of me.
Nakatingin sa'yo.
Yung nakatingin sa akin.
Hindi, yung nakahiga ka tas floating above you.
Diba? Or yung merong message or merong ay, gustong ipa...
Ayoko ipa, din ng ganun.
Rating,
oh, mas okay na yung passive. I mean, kung passive. Mas okay yung wala. Pero...
mas pinakamaganda yung wala.
Pero kung wala kang choice, doon na tayo sa passive.
Diba?
Yung sariling life. Oo. Or afterlife.
And also, sabi ni Emerson, dapat sa susunod, nagutumin kayo. Ang kainin nyo sa Facebook Live, mik-mik, para mabibilaukan kayo.
Ano yung mik-mik?
Yung powder na parang milk powder na may straw.
Ah, oh my God.
Tapos you end up like choking on it.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
I've tried it, yeah. You will choke. Very ano siya, very...
Parang pulveron.
Yeah. Kasi pulveron, why, packed eh. So you don't kind of choke
tsaka
as
medyo
much.
Solid pa siya eh.
Medyo solid siya. Ito literally powder. It's very cinnamon powder challenge.
Okay.
Yung mag-choke ka talaga pag kumain ka ng
meat. My God.
From Archer Aguilar, for sale, camera, no issues. Okay naman siya. Ignore mo na lang yung every now and then, merong photo na alam mong hindi ikaw ang kumuha.
It's giving Rika in the booth at 3 a.m.
Yes.
And suddenly...
Merong photo ng...
Yeah.
Right? I remember that.
And she was alone.
And she was alone. And her camera...
And yung picture mismo, you could tell she didn't take the photo.
Yeah. Like, imagine. You're in your office. Your phone never left your side. And then pagkita mo... During the hours that you were in the office, merong isang photo that was taken during that period of you in your cubicle.
Yep.
And you were holding your phone the entire time.
You were holding it or nakapato.
Or nasa iyo lang, di ba? Nobody took it and took a picture of you, but you had a picture of somebody.
Like how?
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 Or worse, yung ano, worse. Natulog ka. Yeah, natulog ka 9 p.m. Pagising mo, merong 1 a.m. photo of you sleeping.
Girl. What the heck? No. Yeah. That's so scary.
And you can't even argue na nag-sleepwalk ka kasi how can you take a picture of you sleeping?
Baka nasiko mo yung phone mo na nakarating sa camera. Tapos, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Wag na lang. The Super Malas guy says, looking for company driver, willing to work night hours, able to drive multiple cars at mabilis magpatakbo, wearing of ski mask may be required. And from, very similar kay Maxim, looking for flexible driver, yung kayang magbukas at magpatakbo ng sasakyan kahit walang susi.
Ano to? May ano ba kayo? May action movie ba kayo
I know,
na
right?
film? Speaking of ski mask, I can never forget one of the creepiest road trip experiences that I went through. I was with an ex. Tapos, we were going to Subic. Tapos, parang, umalis kami. As in, at night. Mm. So, walang cars at all. And then, dun sa parang, alam mo yung part na parang yung may matataas na mga batuhan sa gilid when you're going to Subic. I don't know what you call those. Yung may matataas na parang puro bato.
Okay.
Basta that part. Tapos yung highway going there.
Yeah.
Parang dun sa dulo nung, nasa taas kami, parang medyo bridge part siya. Dun sa dulo, we could see like a stalled vehicle.
Yeah.
Na nasa tabi lang siya. Tapos, nung papalapit na kami ng papalapit, syempre medyo madilim, konti lang yung lights. Nung papalapit na kami ng papalapit, nakita namin na may nakatayo dun sa labas ng car, right? Na nakastall.
Mm.
Naka-ski mask. I swear! In the dark. And we were like, what the heck? Bakit siya naka-ski mask?
Bakit
siya naka-ski mask? And we just, we sped. Like, as in like, we hit full speed nung eto na siya. Kasi, ang creepy!
Hindi DepEd.
Bakit DepEd?
Sabi mo, you sped.
We sped up. Like, literally. Like, as in, grabe siya. Ang lala. Nakakatakot.
Why would anyone wear a ski mask,
It's something
right?
that, you know, alam mo yung kasi never mo namang na-answer kung bakit siya naka-ski mask. Kasi nga, natakot na kami, nagmadali na kami.
Kasi gabi.
Pero bakit?
Hindi, gets ko pa yung meron siya skin condition.
Wala namang araw.
Wala namang araw.
At night. Tapos, ba't naka-stop yung car, nakatayo siya sa labas ng car with a ski mask on? Like,
pass,
what was that about?
Pass. And from Sophia, classified ads, red flags. Wanted, fireman. Skills not important. Only requirement is for you to look good in the uniform.
Parang
Magic Man Australia.
Oo nga eh. Alam mo, tinitingnan ko pa naman yung feed nung isa. Merong naka-uniform.
Naka-fireman. Si Will.
Hindi yun yung nakita ko. Yung isa naka-police. Magkaiba tayo ng account na check.
Si Wepner. Si Sean Wepner.
Ay, nagpa-view na stories.
And the two tops. classified ads,
oh,
red
yeah.
flags. Comes from Coco Hernandez and Maxim the Winter.
They both say.
Maxim the Winter says, room for rent. Medyo odd lang ha, yung kapitbahay. Madaming bisitang pumapasok. Pero parang walang lumalabas.
Ano, sa sobrang galing nung host sa loob, ayaw na nilang umalis.
They never wanna leave.
By my gosh, like, I think I'm gonna stay here forever.
Eh, talagang forever. Forever talaga.
May forever.
And from Coco Hernandez, classified ads, red flags, wanted, bed spacer. Must be type O blood and must have long, slender neck.
Oh,
Vampira yarn.
Vampira. Dracula, is that you?
Oo. Shake, rattle, and roll. Very shake, rattle, and roll.
May vampire ba na shake, rattle?
Wala. No. I mean, sorry. I don't know.
No, I do wonder kung meron. Parang I don't remember.
I have no idea. Diba kakapanood ko pa nga lang nung The Manilyn, ano?
Yung classic,
like, this
yung
year.
Ko. Oh,
2024.
Alam mo,
first time to watch it.
I can't believe. And why?
Right?
How?
Because Baby Whale's brother was in the condo. Oh. Tapos naka-on lang yung YouTube niya.
Sa no, screen. Jen and Chica to.
Hindi naman. Parang naka-on lang. Tapos siguro nag yun yung next. Eh, parang ikaw, di ba? Yung nag-auto-play
siya.
So, nung nag-play, we were like, ah, uy, ito yung the iconic ano. So, they started watching.
First time din ni Baby Whale mapanood.
Hindi ko alam. Pero ako, it was my first time.
So, you watched the full, that full...
Like, I was on my iPad. Kasi alam mo yung patingin-tingin ako.
Ah, oh my gosh, so iconic. My most memorable / favorite Shake, Rattle, and Roll installment. Yun talaga.
Yeah.
Yun talaga.
Oh, diba?
Sobrang creepy niya.
Super. Okay, us. What about us?
What about us? Mm. Oh. Classified ads, red flags.
Ako siguro yung ano. Anything na if you're buying something from a seller, tapos yung may meet up kayo, yung kailan hindi siya online, yung kaliwaan, you'll give the money, tapos yung mga sinasuggest niya lagi, yung mga liblib na lugar na ayaw niya sa mall,
ayaw niya sa public place.
Yung parang, saan tayo mag-meet para mag-ano, transaction? Merong talahiban dun sa may tabi nung... Pag mga ganon, para I'm like, para, you know what, I changed my mind.
Parang never mind.
Never mind.
But have you ever actually bought something online na nag-meet up kayo?
All the time.
To get it.
Kasi pag statues...
Kailangan meet-up talaga.
Yeah. I mean, you
have to see it before you make your purchase.
As it is, it's already expensive, right? If you were to have it parang ship pa, or ano, what do you call it? Yung mga Lala Move, ganyan.
Yeah.
Extra gastos ka pa. As opposed to if you just meet up. Pero yun nga, ako laging like, I will meet in Green Hills. You know what I mean? Like, in the mall.
Yeah.
Kasi it usually... you know, entails a huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to bring my money to Atalahiban na hindi ako sure kung if there even is a statue.
Yeah.
And the inspection. You have to inspect na walang sira. Kasi mamaya bili mo pagdating mo sa bahay. Basag-basag. So I have to inspect na walang dinks. So I have to inspect. So yeah, I used to do that all the time. Tapos kung walang mall, like one time, parang gasoline station. Basta yung maraming tao.
Yeah.
Hindi talaga ako papayag na in a dark, dimly lit area. No way.
Yeah.
Because you'll never know. And if they know that you're carrying a certain amount, girl, pass.
That's so scary.
Pass.
Yeah. Dapat may kasama ka.
Oh, sabi parang... na ni Emerson, meeting place sa Sogo. Masarap pa yung food. Pwede namang gasoline station or mall. Maganda mall. Mall na lang.
At saka pwede namang magpa-deliver na lang ng pansit.
Agree.
Hindi naman kailangang pumunta, no? Siguro anything that's a personal ad. Remember when Craigslist was a thing and people would like post personal ads and stuff?
Okay.
Like yung the most random, looking for someone to fix ganyan-ganyan.
Yeah.
Ganyan. Yung mga, parang ang sus lang.
Mm.
Tsaka kasi parang, there's no way also for the website or for the app to kind of track the one that posted and the one that responded to the ad. So you don't know what happened na after na ma-post yung ad.
Totoo yan.
Medyo ang scary niya. Diba meron nga yung Craigslist killer? There's an entire movie. I think based on a true story. Na yun nga, kasi some people would like respond to ads over there. And then yun na. Hindi mo alam, serial killer pala yung sinagot mo nung dun sa ad. And that's... But by the way, speaking of ads, can I just share this? I'm embarrassed to admit this, pero isha-share ko siya.
Okay.
Like, there was a time na parang, I don't remember how old I was. Maybe I was in high school or something. Remember, uso pa before, yung parang may mga... Kasi we'd get all sorts of newspapers, even tabloids at home. Because my dad was in publishing. Merong particular... parang tabloid na they would just post like ads na parang may number lang na you call.
Okay.
Tapos yung mga usually hinahanap nila dun sa ads parang looking for yayas or like kasambahay or mga yung mga very ano na jobs, yung mga kumbaga open to all basically.
Yeah.
So pag nagpost siya ng phone number, parang pinagtitripan ko, you know what I would call and I would talk to them in like English na American accent.
No.
Yeah. pinagtripan ko siya. Like, for a time, meron akong ganong face na hindi ko din alam bakit ko naisipan. Masaya siyang gawin. But I would be just like, it would be fun. So I would call the number and be like, hello, yeah, I saw your ad on the newspaper. So I'm just like wondering, what exactly are the requirements? Tapos parang, alam mo yung, hindi yung
so siguro parang like, ano daw? Hindi dati na alam mo yun yung uso. Like, there was this channel, mga cable days pa.
Mm-mm.
There was this channel na, yung para siyang live chat.
Yes!
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. Tapos ang daming super into it.
Parang yung home channel.
And they would post their like personal cable numbers.
Yes! I remember this!
I remember that.
Oh my God, yes, yes, yes.
Tapos like, and I remember I would be like, why? Why would you post? Everyone will see your number.
I guess it's free mga Facebook. Yun yung way of like people to make new friends, I guess. If you're lonely, if you're alone, ganyan. Gusto mong nakausap. That's how you find them.
True.
Pero yeah, my gosh. Halok. Anyway.
But there you go. Thank you for joining us. It's a weekend!
Yes! Thank you, thank you. We truly appreciate you guys. Thank you for spending your week with us.
I know.
And we're looking forward to the next. So we'll see you on Monday. But I will be back tonight again for Countdown Top 7. That's from 7 to 8 p.m. So make sure to catch that right here on The Monster. Bye!
Bye, guys!